Good morning. My name is Lydia Hamblin. I'm currently a graduate student at Wayne State University in Detroit, Michigan. My field is industrial organizational psychology, so psychology in the workplace, but I work as a graduate research assistant for Dr. Judy Arnett at the medical school in public health. So the study I'm going to be talking about today is an exploration of worker-to-worker violence in hospitals, a form of counterproductive work behavior. This is a qualitative study that's part of a larger ongoing project. So I just wanted to acknowledge our collaborators here. And I have no disclosures. So as I said, this is a study part of a four-year ongoing project funded by CDC NIOSH with an overall purpose to develop and standardize methodology for reducing workplace violence in a hospital setting. We're working in collaboration with a large hospital system in the area, which has currently 7 hospitals and around 15,000 employees. And it is a participatory action research project, so we're working with upper management, labor representatives, and also unit supervision. The way this hospital system and also our project defines workplace violence is not only physical assaults, but also harassment, intimidation, threats, verbal aggression that occur during the course of an employee's work-related activities. And this hospital has a unique surveillance system. It's a central standardized system for reporting all adverse work events, such as needle sticks, slip, trips, falls, but also workplace violence. So employees can report these adverse work events from any hospital computer within 72 hours of occurrence, and they're collected by occupational health services at the hospital system, and they calculate population-based rates of these, including workplace violence, based on these employee-reported incidents. And their rate is calculated as the number of incidents per 100 full-time equivalents. Data analysts also categorize workplace violence by types 1 through 4, and as defined by the IPRC. And in this study, we look specifically at type 3, which is worker-to-worker. So this hospital system has this rich database of incident details. They include location, shift, employees who are involved, who the victim was, but they also give a free text description. So employees can go in and use a text box to basically give a description of what actually happened. So they can name people, locations, et cetera, as well. And this is actually where we pull our sample from, is this free text description. So while our rates of workplace violence are very helpful to hospital system stakeholders, such as identifying high-risk sites, they don't exactly inform specific interventions for reducing this violence. So looking at the details of each incident of what actually transpired, we can pull out catalysts and actually standardized points of intervention across units by finding common catalysts. So the aim of this specific study was to identify catalysts and circumstances of type 3 workplace violence in this hospital system. And we use counterproductive work behavior as sort of a lens to better understand what actually transpired in each incident. And counterproductive work behavior is defined as an intentional behavior by an employee that is contrary to the organization's legitimate interests. And Spector is also defined it as an emotion-based reaction to a stressful event, such as workplace violence. And it can be either individually or organizationally targeted, so I'll talk about the two types. And an example of individually targeted workplace violence would be refusing to help someone with a work task or insulting someone at work, a specific individual. And organizationally based, an example might be refusing to follow protocol or a specific policy or speaking negatively about your organization to clients, such as patients or visitors. So as I said, we used actual employee-reported incidents as our sample in order to identify these catalysts and reactions in the form of counterproductive work behavior. We drew a total sample from 2011, and hospital system data analysts de-identified these incidents before sending them to the researchers, so we didn't have any, we didn't know who was actually involved. So the total sample to start was 141 incidents, but we deleted 7 from this particular analysis because they did not report an actual catalyst. So our total sample was 134 reported incidents, and again, this was the free text description that we mainly utilized to identify catalysts. We used stepwise content analysis. Again, this is a qualitative study, and a grounded theory approach for coding and identifying our catalysts in each incident. 2 researchers independently read and coded each incident for catalysts, and then we discussed our themes and our overarching themes. We discussed until we reached agreement, and we had a third researcher independently read code and then validated our findings. And we used the counterproductive workplace behavior checklist developed by Spectre, which has 45 items of both individually and organizationally targeted behaviors as sort of a guide for coding the types of counterproductive work behavior in each incident. So our overall rates of type 3 workplace violence across all 7 hospitals was 1.32 incidents per 100 full-time equivalents. And as I said, this really helps hospital system stakeholders, but it doesn't help them to identify what the actual causes are and to touch on those and intervene. For our reporters, they were mostly female, with around 41 years of age, with about 9 years of tenure at this hospital system. And the biggest reporting job category was in nursing, about 54%. So our findings, overall we found 2 specific overarching themes of work behavior and work organization, and they each had 4 sub-themes, as you see here. Work behavior describes more actions of employees, which were typically job or task related, but not always, and I'll come back to that in a minute. And work organization described sort of the structure of work, both physical and psychological, environmental constraints, and the interdependence or proximity of workers leading to violence. So this table shows the prevalence of our overarching themes and sub-themes. So work behavior was the largest overarching category with 92 incidents. And I should say here that none of our sub-themes overlap, so each incident was only coded as 1 catalyst each. They did not overlap. So the largest sub-theme here was unprofessional behavior, and this describes something that's not job or task related. It's just employees behaving badly a little bit. So, and then under that was responsibilities for duties, methods of patient care, and poor work performance. Work organization was our second overarching category with 42 incidents. And the highest sub-theme here was somebody not following protocol or policy, patient assignments, having to share limited resources, and then high workload. And here's our cross tabulation of these 2 overarching themes with a type of counterproductive work behavior. And as you can see, for both of our 2 overarching themes, counterproductive work behavior that is individually targeted was the most prevalent, the most reported. But there were some reports of counterproductive work behavior that was organizationally targeted. So what this tells us is that people are probably more likely to report something if it's individually targeting them and specifically picking at them. But some people did report CWBO, which is basically, you know, this person's consistently not following protocol, or they're speaking negatively about my organization and I want to report that. So I gave a few examples here just to point out the difference between CWBI and work organization and work behavior. Sorry, CWBI, CWBO in our 2 categories. And forgive me, this first one, the sub-theme here should be limited resources. I forgot to change that when I changed the quote. So under limited resources, we have the pharmacy technician came to the unit and took 3 tubes. She said, "I'm taking them to pharmacy and you can't stop me. And you don't ask me any questions, I don't have to answer to you." When the nurse asked her if she could leave just one, as there were no more back there, she again screamed, "You can't stop me," and threw them in her cart. This is reported by a registered nurse on that unit. Under work behaviors, this one falls under responsibilities and duties. A different pharmacy technician was in a medication room completing her cart exchange. During her duty, she was approached by a nurse who grabbed her hands and wrists, stopped her from completing her duties while she questioned her about her activity. The technician explained her duties and the nurse finally let go. And this was reported by the technician's pharmacy manager. So here there's clearly one specific person who's receiving on the receiving end of the workplace violence. Under counterproductive work behavior, organizationally targeted, under work organization, this one falls under patient assignment. The patient care associate was seated at the nursing unit desk. She was complaining loudly about her assignment, the lack of help from the nurses, and how tired she was. The complaints were repetitive and becoming louder over the 30 minutes. I was having difficulty concentrating on my assignment and could hear this in my patient's rooms. So this was reported by a registered nurse on that unit. Under work behaviors, this falls under poor work performance. The doctor was on the phone shouting, "These nurses are incompetent. This is a consistent problem. The doctors are always getting blamed when the nurses are the problem." I told him he was so loud that the visitors told me, "The doctors are saying that the nurses here are incompetent." So this was reported by the clinical coordinator of that unit. And the difference here, as you can see, is there's no one specific direct target, so it's not individually based. However, in each incident, they're referring to all nurses on this unit. So it is still workplace violence. You're attacking their work. And in both cases, both patients or visitors could hear this violence. So they're speaking negatively about their organization, making them look bad. I wanted to give one example of unprofessional behavior, because this is not specifically task-based, it's just people behaving badly, and this was individually targeted. During a surgical procedure, my attending spontaneously headbutted me, claiming that I was in his space and that I stood too close. I stood to his left and was assisting with the procedure by retracting the skin over the incision site. A visiting student described the attack as being vicious and produced a loud noise. During that time, doctor struck his forehead to the right side of my head while I was focused and looking down to the surgical field. So this was reported by a surgical resident who was actually a victim in this case. So some people just have tempers, I guess. We identified prevalent catalysts and circumstances in this study. We looked at the differences between work organization versus work behavior as our two overarching categories. And we also looked at the difference between how incidents transpired that were organizationally targeted versus individually targeted counterproductive work behavior. And as a discussion point here, our qualitative analyses are a necessary complement to our workplace violence rate. So the identification of prevalent catalysts and reactions such as counterproductive work behavior can help inform a hospital stakeholders of how they might be able to reduce violence on these units. And the descriptive text provided by this hospital surveillance system actually provides us with the details and the context necessary for coming up with those points of intervention. So we would take this information to inform hospital stakeholders of next steps they could potentially take to reduce violence in these units. For example, work organization, there might be a basic restructuring of a task that could be done that would reduce prevalence of these rates of violence. Or for work behavior, there may be some type of job-related or interpersonally related training that might help to reduce conflict between workers. So if you're interested, this is the title of our grant overall, Using a System-Wide Database to Reduce Workplace Violence in Hospitals. It's funded by CDC NIOSH. And here's my email if you have any questions. And also our principal investigator and our data analyst are here in the audience. So I want to thank them also. So the nursing job category is actually kind of big, which is probably why they're the majority. So that includes like RNs, LPNs, CNAs, nurse practitioners. It's a large job category, but they're all working within the nursing realm, so the hospital categorizes them just as nursing. But we could do a breakdown and look at the actual job category, specific job title.
So
these were all hospital-based units. There are a lot of psychiatric, surgical, emergency departments, what you might expect, really high-intensity, stressful situations that just get people kind of worked up and stressed out.
I am surprised by converting counterproductive work behavior into violence. Would you make the connection of, you know, viewing it as a violent, I'm concerned that sometimes in society we create issues that are not that bad.
So we were originally focused on workplace violence because that's what our grant's about. So we were coding for the for types of violence. We did type 3 worker to worker. And once we identified that these were violent incidents, we wanted to look at what are maybe some of the other differences and different ways we can group these to really understand what's happening in these incidents. Are they more, you know, they're hurting this individual, or are they more, we need to deal with this employee because they're harming the organization overall? And as an IO psychologist, we study counterproductive work behavior and the different types and production deviance, et cetera. So I was trying to bring in something a little extra to help us understand the incidents. So they'd already been identified as workplace violence. We wanted to see, as things unfold, are there differences, such as targeting the organization versus targeting the individual. So that's where counterproductive work behavior came from.
Questions. Very nice presentation and intriguing results. One is, I don't know the
To answer your first question, sexual harassment is under workplace violence, and thankfully there aren't that many incidents reported at this hospital system. And for your second question, type 3, the worker-to-worker, tends to be to not have too many injuries, so it tends to be less physical. There were other physical incidents reported, but not nearly as many as you would see in type 2 patient-to-worker at a hospital. So it's pretty low physical injury, but there is a lot of psychological harm done that can affect your work as well.
Excellent. Thank you.
Thank you.